It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. March Madness tips off about an hour from now. Our Madness has already tipped off here in a lot of ways, but certainly with the bracket of Hugh Douglas's here, a couple of matchups already in the books. We've got two winners, and I know one of them shocked Kyle. So Homeless Hugh moves on past Rabbit Hole Hugh. And then, of course, we had No Coat Douglas in the upset. 13 seed No Coat knocks out Pop Pop Douglas. Kyle, I was sure Pop Pop was going to make a little run there, especially what happened in the airport the other day.
The tournament's so hot, man. How do you just lose that fire?
That does happen, though. You go on a big run in your conference tournament, you come in a little flat on the Thursday or Friday. Pop Pop out. I mean, you should have seen.
Peaked at the wrong time, apparently.
You should have seen Pop Pop at the airport. I mean, we almost lost him in Florida.
I think if more people had witnessed Pop Pop at the airport, it would have made a deeper run.
You're right. If there was viral video of you trying to print out his boarding pass.
Y'all don't understand how serious it was for me in that moment. I was going to stay in Florida. I was struggling. And if that young lady, if that lady didn't come up to me and help me figure that whole ticket situation out, I'd have probably tried to drive back because I wouldn't get on that plane.
I've never seen him up like a combination of more like confusion, but like you needed this. You're like, I'm going to be screwed if I don't get this.
No, let me tell you. Like, Kyle, you don't understand. I was going through it because Joe, and this is what threw me off because I follow Joe. He walks to the kiosk, and he's doing it effortlessly. He's just, boop, 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 boop. And I'm looking, and I'm like, what is he doing? What is it? What information does he have? Like, this is going on in my mind, right? And I was high, so it was a little bit of that. It was that. It was definitely that. I was high. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, right now, this is the absolute worst time for me to try to do this. So I'm going to stay here. And I had made up my mind that I was staying in Florida, and I walked away. And the lady said, no, sir, we got you. Oh. And boy, if she wouldn't have did that, y'all would have been like, Hugh, what you doing? Oh, man, I'm not going. I'd have told you flat out, I ain't going.
Joe had texted me like, Hugh's struggling right now. And I looked up and I was like, oh, tough scene.
No, and I looked over there, right, because I was like, Joe's gone. And then I just saw Kyle and I was like, I wonder if Kyle knows I'm over here having trouble.
Oh, I did.
He did know.
Yeah. Everyone online for American Airlines do. All right, 215-592-9494. No Coat and Homeless Hugh have moved on. We'll throw some matchups at you when you call, and a matchup at you. All right, before we get back to the phones on the Phillies here, is it important for the Phillies to win the division. Let's hear from Brandon Graham. Brandon said a lot the other day. It really was a great retirement speech. But he said this, and it really made me think about what the Eagles now need to do between now and the start of the regular season. Here's BG the other day.
So with them young boys, when they come talk to me, I really take it serious. I really try to be there for them. I really try to just be that listening ear if they just want to talk and complain about something. But then, of course, I'm always in to fix it. Like, so what you going to do about it? All right, you complain to me, I listen to you, so what's next? And so we always try to go through a plan, and then we walk together. Because that's one thing I'm going to miss, though, for real, because being on that field, talking stuff to people, but it's all fun. It's all good competition. But at the end of the day, I'm really trying to help them when we do go against each other, because I want their coaches to talk about them in a good light. I want them to get paid, too, and I want them to be able to do that for somebody else. I always tell them, return the favor. Remember that you wasn't always where you at. Like, even like a guy like, I'm just thinking of a guy like a Jordan Mulata, you know, somebody on this last year where he don't know. And, man, I was just like, man, this your last year, baby. Just stay focused.
So BG's talking about one of the things that he kind of did for all the young guys here. And we know this for a long time now. BG was an incredible leader, not just a really good football player. He was an incredible leader. And what struck me listening to him say that was the Eagles have lost in the last couple years a lot of veteran leadership on the defensive side of the football. Now, Hugh, we always discuss, can you replace the player, right? And you could draft someone. You could find someone with a similar skill set. You always talk up the idea of smarts. And the Eagles have done a good job doing that, right? They draft and they replace the player like they replaced Fletcher Cox with Jalen Carter, right?
Yes.
And they'll be able to replace Brandon Graham, the player. They're going to find a player like him probably in the draft. But I heard that and it made me think they need a veteran on defense. In the last 2 years, the Eagles have lost Slay. And I know you could probably go back and forth on how much of a leader Slay is, but those DBs seem to really admire.
They gravitated towards him.
Yeah, they admired him. So Slay, Fletcher, and Brandon have all left this team in the last couple years. Hugh, I think the Eagles need to add a veteran on defense before this offseason is over. And it doesn't have to be a star player. It could be a role player. I just think they need a guy in there who can lead like Brandon. I'm looking at their ages right now. I mean, this defense is going to be super young. 22, 23, 24, 25. Now, you've lived this life, and you've seen different levels of this when it comes to teams evolving. Do you think they need a veteran in that defense?
You know, it's funny about this because some of my son's friends, his older friends, his college friends, were asking me yesterday, what does it mean to be coachable or to be a leader? And, you know, this is not an easy question to answer because a lot of times, and I think back to some of the conversations that I had with my son, and I used to tell him, and I would tell him in a way, you know how I talk, Joe, that he would be flabbergasted and he would have to call his mother to kind of, you know, pick out the parts of the message that he needs. And I say that to say this, there are leaders in that locker room. They're probably not going to lead in the way that Brandon led the team, but they're leaders nonetheless. And I think that a lot of times you have to let leadership be whatever it is in that moment. You know, perfect example. Remember when Jason Kelce retired and he had I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, a parting shot about how it is to be here in Philadelphia and you have to take the good with the bad and how you have to grow from those moments. He was a leader. He was a guy that was considered a leader. And it to me, and I read into all this. This is not nothing that I have any background on anything, but there were probably some young guys in the locker room, and one guy that sticks out, and I'm not picking on him, but A.J. Brown was a guy that I thought about and how Jalen, for that matter, how his leadership style might not have been conducive to the way that they wanted to do things, but they dealt with it because he was the leader at the moment.
Yep.
So fast forward. They win another Super Bowl with that veteran leadership not in there. They did it their way. So I say all that to say this. There's leadership there at the Eagles. It might not look like it did when Brandon was there. I feel like Jalen Carter, to a certain extent, is a leader. He's a little bit of a loose cannon, but that's why you have others around him that will rein him in. But you need guys like that, man. You can't – leadership is not just one linear thing, in my opinion. It's whatever's needed for that moment. And you take whatever you need for that moment and apply it to – whatever the situation is.
Well, I agree with that. And then, look, some of these guys might turn out to be great. I look at Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith strikes me as he's got that kind of persona that he could. Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if 5 years from now, Nolan Smith is looked at as what Brandon Graham was. Like, the guy, the leader they all go to. And he kind of is positive and makes them all feel. That could happen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I understand it could be someone young that becomes a leader. I just look at so many older players that have left, and I feel like they should try to add a veteran here to help out this, because it's a very young group on defense, which will excite us from an athleticism standpoint. Like, when we get to camp and they're all 24 and 25 and 23 and whatever these draft picks are when they take them next month, it's going to be like, wow, this is the youngest defense in the NFL, and that's great for upside. I just look at them like, I'd feel better about it if they brought in someone. And I don't know who that is, what position it is. I'm just looking for a leader. Because, Kyle, they've lost Slay, Fletcher, and BG from that side of the ball in the last 2 years.
But playing devil's advocate, though.
Mm-hmm.
Playing devil's advocate. And just putting things in perspective. Because I think he's a leader. I really do. And I think that he will be missed because of what he brought to the table. But Darius Slay had his moments where he didn't do leader stuff.
I agree with that.
He didn't do leadership stuff all the time.
But they seemed to look at him like he was a leader, didn't they? The DBs, they all seemed to look up to him.
It changed when that young guys got here. And play a devil's advocate again, maybe that's because you saw your mortality and you wanted to leave a little bit of your legacy with them young cats.
Sure.
Because you saw that, hell. And think about it like this, Joe. This is the same cat, not picking on him, but I'm just playing devil's advocate, putting it in perspective. Think about it like this. A year before Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell got here, him and Seth got into it because Seth said he didn't want to tackle nobody. He was tackle adverse. He was tackle adverse. Guess what happens when you get two young Thundercats in here, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to do whatever they have to do to get on the field?
He woke him up.
What did he do?
Yeah, he tackled.
He started tackling, and he left. He imparted some of his wisdom on those young cats, because you know what they did? If he wouldn't have did it, you know what it made him look?
Mm.
Bad. I mean, and I'm just saying, maybe that's the case. But the fact of the matter is, Slay was different this year than he was last year. And part of that was because of the young guys that they brought in. These young guys tackle people. And I remember talking about it earlier before the season started. I was like, in Vic Fangio's defense, you have to be able to tackle.
Otherwise, he's not going to play you.
He's not going to play you. So Slay was pressed, if you want to say that, he was pressed into being a leader. He had to be a leader because he knew if he didn't do that, he probably wasn't going to be here. So you have some leaders. You have some young guys that took the lessons that they learned from Darius Slay, Josh Sweat, and Milt Williams, all those guys that left. and they're going to take pieces of what they taught them, and they're going to apply it to the rest of the team. Because let me tell you the one thing that I think I've never experienced, but I think that is contagious, and that's winning at this level. It's euphoric. And I don't think that those guys in that locker room are going to let anybody come in and undermine that feeling or try to take that feeling that they're chasing away from them.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think these guys are a little bit ahead of their years. Like, when we talk to Cooper, watch him, Quinyon, they didn't come across as rookies. So I don't think they need to be their hands held. Something about what BG brought, I think that's hard to not have in the locker room next year. And right now, they don't have anybody that's a vet. Bond is, like, if you look at who are the vets on the defense right now? Zach. It's really young.
Jordan.
Jordan Davis?
Malata?
Oh, no, I mean defense.
Oh, defense.
So they lost Slay,
okay.
BG, Fletcher, Sweat the last couple years. Young.
One of the exciting whites, can't think of his name right now.
Reed
Blankenship.
Now, it's interesting because Slay did call him a leader, but think of Reed is still young. I think this will be Reed's fourth or fifth year. They're young.
You could be a young leader.
You can.
You could be a young leader. Now, you probably won't get that much burn, but I think they'll listen to him. And they're winners, man. I think that helps a lot, too.
Kyle, where do you come down on this? Do the Eagles need a vet on that defense?
I especially for that side of the ball, I just feel like they're too young. I'm sorry. Like, I think the offense is a little bit different. Now, these guys have been together for long enough, and I think, I'm curious to see, at least on that side, if Jalen Hurts steps up and takes over the role for, like, the entire team. But they also have Lane Johnson, stuff like that. I just think something that helped them so much last season, being how young they were, was the veteran presence. Guys that could, Vic Fangio coming in here, I think the biggest thing with him was the buy-in. They needed these guys to buy in. They're adding new pieces here, young guys. They're getting young. I think they need somebody to sort of be over their shoulder and be like, dude, trust me, buy the hell in to this. Like, he's going to make you better. And I think that can make the defense, the whole defensive unit as a whole, just better if they have somebody there. And I got to be honest, like, I worry about Jalen Carter a little bit. He's kind of a head case. He is. Like, I just wonder if there's going to be somebody that's on the field there that's not a coach that can say, dude, reel it the hell in.
You know who else was a head case that he kind of, like, from the stories that I've heard, kind of reminds me of or is similar to what I've heard is Jerome Brown. Say Jerome was a little bit of a wild guy, but I think there's enough people in that locker room and Coach Hurt that they understand him enough to know when it's time to reel him in.
Brown never won anything, though.
No, but I hear what you're saying, Kyle, but we're talking about similar.
No, I get where you're coming from.
Traits.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at it from a perspective of, like, can they all buy into one thing and win again?
I think they can. Okay. I think they can.
So, by the way, Reed, and you might be right, he might end up being the leader.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 26. He's played 3 years in the NFL now.
That's old for NFL, though, Joe.
A little young. Well,
that's that's old.
But compared to BG, he's a baby.
No, I'm just saying, because I remember when I was with the Jets, I tried to be a leader at times, and I used to be like, hey, man, I'm tired of getting my ass kicked every week. And I remember saying that. And I remember jumping up, like, was it my second year? No, it was the time we played Eagles. I remember running around the locker room saying, man, y'all individuals, y'all got to have some pride about yourself.
Did we almost just have dump button?
Because, listen, cuss words are my crutch, okay? And I've gotten too comfortable hanging out with y'all that I got to edit myself.
It's a good and bad thing.
Yeah. But it's like, I told him, I was like, dog, We just have to play harder. That's it. To in a nutshell, we just have to play harder because I didn't like what was being said. So I'm trying to do something about it, but I can't do it by myself.
I know. And look, talent wise, they don't need a veteran. They have enough young players that we want to see grow. I think they need it from a leadership perspective. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need a vet on defense? It is I'm sure when the articles come out, when training camp starts, it's going to be listed as, unless they add a vet, the youngest defense in the NFL.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's not, but I'd feel better about it if there was a vet. Like, when things go wrong or there's a bad moment next year.
So you got Coach No Neck, Coach Hurt.
He's not on the field.
Yeah, but he's a field general. He can go out there and he tell them kids what to do.
Yeah, I need
talk about his days when I think he played at Florida State, Clemson, one of them big schools.
I need a vet on the field. Let's go back to the phone lines here. First, though, this segment, Hugh, is brought to us by.
It's brought to us by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies, is it important for them to win the division? Where do you come down on that? And do the Eagles need a veteran on defense? It hit me listening to BG. They're not just losing a heck of a player. They're losing a heck of a leader, too. Let's go to David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Pop-Up. How you guys doing?
Hey, David. What's up?
Can I start with my favorite Joe Wechter story?
Yes.
In honor of him?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't have one. Sorry.
You don't have a Joe Wechter story.
Oh. Nah. What was that?
Come on.
That was crazy.
Jeez.
But, no, the Phillies do not have to win a division because they've shown over the years that they can advance without winning a division. But as Hugh mentioned earlier, you know, with the definition of insanity crap, it's exactly what they're doing. They just keep running this team back. And if you expect them to – go far in the playoffs, you know, every year they've got worse, and you know, I don't think it's getting any better. So
you don't think it's important, and you don't have any belief in the Phillies anymore? Am I hearing it right?
Yeah. Okay. Kyle said I wasn't allowed to bring that up, but I did.
I really felt it. I could feel it through your phone call. All right. I mean, like, you're down on the Phillies. All right, yeah. David, are you ready for a matchup of Hugh Douglas's?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Here, let's move to the right side of the bracket. We got a 7-10 matchup. Those are always toss-ups. We have two different Hugh Douglases here. You're choosing between number one, the 7 seed, walk it back, Douglas, where he says something on the air and then he says, "Let me walk that back," or Scrooge McDouglas, where he really is down on anything that is Christmassy. Which one do you like better, walk it back or Scrooge McDouglas?
I like walk it back, Douglas. You know, because he does that on a continual basis. So
he does.
Yeah, I think that's the right selection. Actually,
it's getting worse.
I thought that was going to be a route when I saw the bracket.
Walk it back.
Yeah, because you do that a lot, David. Good phone call. Walk it back, Douglas. Moves on. My favorite is when you say something you shouldn't, and you.
Yeah, let me walk that back.
Let me just walk that one.
I mean, yeah, because you asked for forgiveness after you say it. People tend to forgive you a little bit more when you do it like that.
I think one of the drops in the system is Hugh trying to self-edit and walk it back.
It's literally this one. It's tongue-tied Hugh, but it's actually, in truth, walk it back Douglas.
Yeah. I can't even get it out now.
That was you trying to walk something back as you were saying.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, man, it's like I say, I speak a stream of conscience most times. So when I'm about to say something, I get to the point where it's about to come out. I'm like, dog, you might not, probably don't want to say that. But then it's too late because you're there.
Probably should say that one out loud.
Yeah, probably should.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
The Phillies absolutely need to win the division. Anything less is a loser mentality. And you run the risk of playing on the road in that stupid 3-game series.
Yes.
A wild card series.
Jeff, please tell Hugh. Get these people right. There's a loser mentality here.
It's not a loser
mentality.
On the
day that we say goodbye to Joe Wechter would not have stood for wild card entry Phillies. Come on.
We may never hear Joe Wechter say it because I can count on one hand the times I've actually heard that guy speak. And he's the greatest at what he does. But, man, I wish he could have talked a lot more, but. He did give a lot of lines to Jonesy, I hear.
Well, he did do that. He was always I would fill in for Angelo for that last year when Angelo was with us, and he would we rotated who was in on Wednesdays. Joe is always good for a line in your ear that would certainly help the show.
Now, but for real though, the Phillies have the talent to win the division, and they have the talent to get to the World Series. The problem is the last couple of years the hitting has just died off. So I'm not holding my breath for them to get in the World Series. I think they can, but you can't do the Sixers stuff and just go, let's just make it to the playoffs. 10 years of that crap. Look where we're at now with that team. So no, you got to win.
You got to win.
I want to do a field of 64 here.
All right, are you ready here, Jeff? You ready for our next matchup here in the field of 64 Hugh Douglases? Let's go to the 8-9 matchup in our top right bracket. Here we go, tough one, toss up. Ear hustling Douglas, who will go around, you know, important people and see what they're saying. Or one of my favorites here, Jeff, excuse maker Douglas. Who moves on? Ear hustle Douglas or excuse maker Douglas?
All right, before I give my answer real quick, the Pop-Pop Q is going to be one of those teams. Every year there's a team that makes it to the Elite Eight that was a 14 or 15 seed, and then they actually get smoked. I think that's what's going to happen to Pop-Pop Q.
Mm. Pop-Pop's feeling like Purdue for a few of those years.
Yeah, yeah. It's just disappointing.
Like Gonzaga.
Yes.
Gonzaga.
Everyone has in their
they
bracket.
They still haven't broken. Has Gonzaga broken through?
They have not won a title now.
My pick will be ear-hustling Hugh because I love that phrase. I just love the phrase, and I love when Hugh says
ear hustle moves on in our first 8-9 matchup. Jeff, good phone call. All right. We have four winners so far. The first four games have tipped and finished. No coat, Douglas. Knocks out Pop-Pop in a huge upset. That's a bracket buster day one. Homeless Hugh knocks out Rabbit Hole Hugh. We have Walk It Back Douglas over Scrooge McDouglas. And our latest matchup, Ear Hustle Hugh, takes out Excuse Maker. Now, I would have picked Excuse Maker there because we hear a lot of excuse making from you on
this
show.
They're not excuses. They're just factual things that happen. They kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do like Ear Hustle Douglas, though. When he goes and he hears something and he kind of brings it back to the air, it's good. That's one of my favorite ones. All right, 215-592-9494. Do we need a veteran on defense now that PG is done? When I heard him talk the other day, I know he – play the young guys, Hugh, over here.
I've been on that boat. I've been on that for a while, man.
I know, the Thundercats. That's fine. The Thundercats can play. Can we get them some leadership in the locker room? I think we need a vet here to help replace the loss of Brandon Graham. Where do you come down on that? And is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I can't believe we're asking this question. I can't believe we have gotten so plant-based, led by someone to my right over here, Hugh Douglas, that we're talking about whether or not it's important to win the division. Of course it's important. I don't want to play in the wild card round. And I'm telling you guys right now, the NL is better than we think. Arizona's good. They added a big pitcher this offseason after leading the league in runs last year. The Padres are a good team. The Mets and the Braves, whoever else doesn't win this division, if it's not the Phillies, they're good teams. If the Phillies don't win the division, or whoever doesn't in the NL East, whether it be the Mets, Braves, Phillies, that wild card race is not a lock. I want to avoid that. I think it's important to win the division. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.